during such a crisis. The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be those of Ken Klein. So if you former professional football player, who's done a great deal of research about what's going on behind the scenes from a spiritual point of view, has put together an excellent video and or DVD, and of course written a book on the identity of the false prophet. And it's always a pleasure to have Ken with us. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
It's been a long time, Dr. Stan. It's good to be back with you again.
Well, it's good to have you back. So pick up the story. And of course, we've watched your DVD the other evening, enjoyed it tremendously.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot for the compliment. I appreciate that. We did that. It's funny. I just dropped my book off today at Harvest House. And my book has been out now for many years, and we saw back, and of course the film is a derivative, there's that funny word again, derivative, it derives its premise from my book, and it's a terrific film, I think, too.
Is your book in print now?
Yes, my book's in print, America, Globalism, and the False Prophet, but anyway, it looks like Harvest House up here is going to pick it up, but, you know, many years ago they weren't interested, and it's because, you know, things are getting to a place now in the world where people don't know how to think anymore. They don't know where to go, what to think about with their future, and what the decisions they have to make. And I watch the news just like everybody else does, and we started seeing some very serious problems develop, which is kind of what my book alludes to in the big picture of things. But when we break things down to the minutia of daily living, we don't see the big picture. We're pretty much short-sighted, most of us. We don't see far off. And as a result, you know, just like the Bible says, my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge, or they have a lack of knowledge. And so we don't normally look back into history, and we have a far less ability to look in the future. And yet we have been given light from the Scriptures to do both, and yet people just live basically hand-to-mouth or in a knee-jerk way as things begin to happen. And now what we're seeing in the world about us here in the United States is massive failures in big institutions, such as we just saw a big Bear Stearns destruction, where they went out and then they were picked up by J.P. Morgan and Company. I think that's really interesting that J.P. Morgan was able to pick them up at pennies on the dollar, and they made a pretty good deal, and they had an open window to the Federal Reserve to be able to make a deal like that. And then we started seeing other things happen in the last month. We saw IndyMac go banco down there in Southern California. There was a bank in Phoenix that went under, and yet they were picked up by Mutual of Omaha Bank, and they had some ability to do that, which most likely was similar to what J.P. Morgan did with Bear Stearns. Now, not long before that happened, there was a Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae debacle where the government stepped in And now we're facing GMAC going under and Ford, and they may have to get bailed out by the government too. So what this means is massive underwriting, which means massive inflation. And yet we see all the noise. The market goes up 350 points or so today, and blue skies, nothing but blue skies. And all that to me is a bunch of noise, because the truth is, if you look back through history in the United States, and of course my book is this big panoramic view of world history, and then it narrows it down to American history and British history, what we see is manipulation by the International Banking Consortium, which includes the Federal Reserve System, of strategically debasing currency and making it worth less and less and less. And this is what inflation is, to the point where we are losing our currency.
All right, hold that thought, Ken. We're going to be right back in a minute. We're going to bring some new stations on so you can be a little repetitive. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Ken is talking about the relationship between the United States and Great Britain. And, of course, what most people don't understand is there have been forces working within British intelligence really for literally hundreds of years. So the British East India Company and, of course, America tried to break loose from this all-powerful movement over there that controls Great Britain. But, of course, now, of course, as you'll find as he develops his ideas, that America and Great Britain are in a partnership of ready to control and rule the world. But the average American doesn't understand that. They don't understand that we've replaced the British Empire with the American Empire. You're not supposed to know that. You're not supposed to ask why we have troops in 130 nations, why we have 700 foreign military bases and closing down American military bases. Things are never as they appear to be. But Ken does an excellent job of clarifying this. So pick up the story, Ken.
Well, these things are all written in the Book of Revelation, but they've been encrypted in codes, and people try to interpret the codes in a anthropomorphic sense. But actually, you have to break down these codes almost the way you look at an X-ray to see the reality. And so it took many, many years to break down the code of this second beast that comes up out of the earth, which is called the false prophet. And that's what we've done, and it's a history of the whole development of tyrannical empires throughout time, and it brings it down home to the British Empire, which was the seventh world empire that was destroyed by the wars, the Great World Wars, and then out of the seventh, the Bible says there'll come an eighth, and that eighth is basically put in place by a second beast called the false prophet, or the beast that comes from the earth. And that beast has been with us since 1944, 45, 46, right around that time, right about the time I was born. And it's been with us now for many, many years and uses different power systems to bring the world into globalism. And that's why the name of my book is called America, Globalism, and the False Prophet, and why my film is called Cracking the Prophetic Code. And if I might say, if I've caught your attention yet, you can get it at my website, at kkptv.com, kkptv.com. Brother Stan, I don't know if you're carrying my stuff, but you certainly may. Or they can get it through you, I'm sure.
I think we will, because I think your material is excellent. So go right ahead.
But, you know, as I was saying, when America declared separation in the Declaration of Independence, the British never really stopped trying to recapture these wild colonialists, and what happened was they figured out how to do it through the manipulation of money, and because you remember Rothschild's famous statement, he said, "I don't care who makes the laws, give me the ability to make money, and I'll make the laws." And so the International Banking Consortium conspired and continued to attack our private banks in the United States, and eventually won out when their agents in the United States, one of which was J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers, conspired to set up the Depression of 1907 by shrinking credit. And what do you know? We have a similar problem where we're having a credit crisis. Well, that's exactly what happened in 1907. There was a credit crisis, and you have to have credit if you're going to have an economy, have a way to do business. And so they made it difficult for people to get money, and this created the panic of 1907. And then, strangely, they were able to manipulate Woodrow Wilson into the presidency by running Taft against Roosevelt, who ran in the Bull Moose Party, split the Republican vote. It was kind of like a Ross Perot move. And voila, Wilson's president, and he was controlled by the internationalists. And he allowed for the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, which set up our central banking system, which is not federal and it's not a reserve. It's a private banking corporation run by international of stockholders that determined the policy of the Fed. And so here we are, captured again almost 100 years ago, and we still don't even know. We're prisoners to the international banks that pretty much run independent of any government intrusion, and they make policy and determine financially what's going to go on. So money rules the world, and the people that set up the international banking conglomerate, which now most every bank in the world is run on a fiat money system, except the Arabs now do deal in dinari, which is dinars, I believe, are just all gold. And they don't trust our banks, and rightfully so, because we just basically print money, and that's what inflation is. It's like a bowl of soup that you put more water in to accommodate more people. So we dilute our money, and now we're in a terrible situation because we see the Fed has this open window to all these companies now, and the first one to the window, I think, is interesting. It was J.P. Morgan, and that's how they were able to bail out Bear Stearns and pick up that company and pennies on the dollar. And more of that's going to happen. We're going to see more concentration and centralization of wealth until finally they'll come up with a whole new money system, and that will be what is prophesied in the book of Revelation 13, a system based upon computer marks or the mark of the beast, which is run by three sixes, which can be decoded in the Universal Product Code, which has now been advanced to radio frequency identification, where a mark can actually emit a radio wave. So this will be the ultimate system. I don't know how far off it is, but you can see it coming closer as money is debased globally, especially obvious in the United States. And this is the plan. The plan is to control the world through a whole new economic system. And as the dollars and the different money systems, the currency systems, continue to inflate, then they become worth less and less and less. And this is a hidden tax, Dan, as you know, which people cannot detect. So inflation today is running about 17%, but they take out chief components in trying to give us a line that inflation is running closer to 3 to 5%, but they eliminate fuel and food from that equation, and they don't call that core inflation, which is nonsense. So right before our eyes, we're kind of being hornswoggled by the media and by pundits and people that twist the news. But if you look at the trends over the long haul, you can see it easily. But you have to climb. It's like climbing a mountain. You got to see from a high place to be able to see it and understand it. Most people live in the valley, and they're short-sighted. They can't see far off. So my book and my film give you prophetic and historical vantage points so you can see what's happening and then hide yourself from it and make smart decisions on how to protect yourself from this debacle that's been going on for now almost 100 years, but is really becoming more, violent here, especially in the last year or so.
Well, I think what most people don't understand is that every year they're losing somewhere between 13-15% of the value of their currency, certainly the M3, which they no longer, of course, publish because they just don't know how to do that. They published it for 100 years, but recently they just can't figure out what to do. But basically, this is running close 17-18%. That's going to be the rate of inflation in the very near future. And what they're doing is simply robbing from the American people. There's not one person or many who understands what they're doing. Where are they coming up with all the money to buy Fannie Mae? Where are they coming up with the money to buy Bear Stearns? Why, they're just making the money out of nothing. And every time they create new money, they devalue the money that people have. Their insurance policies will be worthless very soon. Their pension funds will be worthless. I mean, see what they've done. Remember, we put the government over in Zimbabwe. We installed it as a social experiment. They have a 2.5% a year inflation in Zimbabwe today. That's the government we installed there. It's a social experiment. But now they're beginning to do that here at home. And remember, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and nobody's really concerned as we've destroyed the economy of other nations. Would we have a right to be concerned when they're destroying the monetary system of our nation? And when that falls, of course, why, the people will be desperate for a new leader, and I feel that this is really what you're talking about, Ken.
Yeah, we don't know exactly when we're going to see the major collapsing of it, but this whole thing about the year 2012, which is a big, interesting thing to me, that was caught up in the Mayan calendars. I don't know if there's anything to it or not. I tend to think not. But it could be a prediction of the collapse of society and economics as we know it. And if it is, then it's an accurate prophecy of where we're headed, because it seems to me we can't be that far off to a major depression. And I just don't think the average person, they look at the stock market indices and say, well, everything seems to be back in order now. The Fed's kind of frozen the interest rates. They're not going to change it. And so the market pops up 350 points, and they go, oh, gosh, everything's okay. But this is just noise and manipulation.
And it really is. It's so important. For our listeners out there, go to the Internet, Google in Working Group on Financial this Working Group on Financial Matters, something of the sort that's pretty close to it. Oh, Working Group on Financial Markets is the term. The Working Group on Financial Markets is a government agency that manipulates the stock market and manipulates the commodity market. That's illegal. Well, who are you going to report it to? The Working Group on Financial Markets, some people call it the Plunge Protection Team, drove the price of the stock market up today. And they could have sort of collapsed it, because what we're doing, the worst thing to do is to maintain this low, interest rate, which floods the world with credit and money. What we need to do if we want to save the dollar is raise the interest rates. That's what they're doing in Europe and other countries throughout the world. And, of course, here they're progressively and intentionally and maliciously and viciously destroying the value of the life savings of every American citizen. So go right ahead, Ken.
Well, yes, and this has been the trend for quite a while. I mean, this isn't something that's just happening now. I mean, if you look back over the course of the last 100 years, you can see the same fingerprints in the equation with the manipulation of the cost of money. The stock market crash of 29 was also a banking failure, and it wasn't just the stock market crash, and it was a terrible problem that only we only came out of it through the Second World War is what got us back on our feet.
Well, what people don't understand is the reason for the second for the Great Depression was the central bank, the Federal Reserve System, the privately owned central bank, pulled money out of the economy, and you know, and every time the suddenly. The economy began to recover. They pulled out more money. They had plenty of money to send over to Adolf Hitler. They had plenty of money to send over to Stalin in Russia, but no money to allow our economy to recover. Because, of course, they wanted to break the bank of resistance, began to bring in the programs for socialism. And it's amazing when you're hungry how many people look to the government, to the master, of course, to solve our problem. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Ken Klein, right here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Versus new DVD. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Ken is already talking about what's going on today. And if you look at things and you look through the proper lens, everything seems to fit into place. As he points out, of course, there's been a British intelligence has been around for literally hundreds of years, working behind the scenes, manipulating what was going on in Great Britain, manipulating what was going on in the United States. And, of course, today, well, of course, our intelligence, our NSA and CIA work very closely with British intelligence. We even have a DVD called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, talking about the influence of British intelligence back during the Elizabethan era. They've been here for a long time, and this is where the people, I believe, who are working in the occult are going to work, because here they can work above the law, they can work in secret. And, of course, the policies that they're bringing about have nothing to do with the policies that the American people know about, or even the people of Great Britain. They have don't understand their foreign policy. And an awful lot of people look at what's going on in America today, and they shake their heads and say, how did we ever get into this mess? Well, of course, I think that you'll learn a great deal as you begin to look at it, not only from what's actually happening, but begin to analyze the spiritual aspect of it, and that's what Ken does such a good job of. So pick up the story, Ken.
Well, I just want to kind of help people get beyond their blindness, because when you think of, like, the Pentagon, Dr. Stan, these people in the Pentagon aren't stupid people. I mean, these people are some of the smartest people in the world, and they have the best computers in the world, and they run program after program, measuring and putting in massive amounts of data, creating contingency plans, and scenarios, potential scenarios, and contingency plans to meet those scenarios that they play out. This is done over and over and again. And they calculate Iran's capabilities, Israel's capabilities, how to play one against another. All of these different scenarios and contingencies are constantly being developed in the Pentagon. Now, think about the Federal Reserve. Think about international banking. These people are not stupid people. These people run the world. Don't you think that they would also have computers, sophisticated computers, if they wanted to calculate the nature of humans and what they do under certain conditions and play that out with certain scenarios that we can surmise from that kind of thinking that they would create a subprime lending crisis that's designed to bring about world chaotic conditions that they can solve? To me, it's ludicrous to think that some guy in the Federal Reserve allowed for these different brokers to put out these subprime lending possibilities to people that are of dubious natures to get into mortgages that they could never deal with, and then slowly inch up the problems of these. What do they call those kind of loans?
They call them subprime loans. And then there's
where, loans. Where they inch up, you know, what do they call
it? Oh, they call the
I'm trying to think of the name.
Adjustable rate mortgage arms.
Yeah, adjustable rate mortgages until you squeeze them to death. Don't you think that these people knew by lending to these people that that was going to happen? Because I do. And so I think that this is kind of like a virus that's economic virus that's been fed into the system to create this condition. Because when you look at the pattern of the Illuminati, it's always them creating the crisis, but they're always there with the answer at the end. So this doesn't seem to me to be something that should take us by surprise. This is the way they've always operated. And now here we are in a world credit crunch. And so if you want to bring about globalism, which is the plan, and you heard Obama give that speech in Germany that is just quite chilling. I don't know if people have heard that.
You mean where he said he was a citizen of the world?
And that, you know, this is the only way to go, and he's preaching globalism.
Okay.
He's
not, I mean, trying to, not, not to maintain the sovereignty of our nation, but he's dedicated to the idea of a one-world government. But don't feel bad, John McCain is too.
Well, that's it. We really don't have a way to turn the boat. All we can do is decide how fast we want to go to destruction. Do you want to put up the sails fast? Vote for Obama. If you want to slow the ship down, you should vote for McCain. But we are going into globalism, have been for some time, and this is the plan. And the way to do that is to debase the strongest currency in the world, which is the U.S. dollar. And it used to be up until a few years ago. And then all of a sudden, it's not. And it's falling fast. And will fall fast as long as inflation is on the upswing, and it is. So it's not hard to figure out if they practice war games and scenarios and contingency plans, that they're doing the same thing with the Federal Reserve and how to manage the world system into the abyss. So that's the plan. That's where they're headed. And that's what the Bible says. And that's what our book and film is about. And I hope everybody will come to our website. We have a tremendous website. We spent thousands and thousands of dollars on it. It's kkptv.com, www.kk, for my name, Ken Klein, kkptv.com. And you can get the book there, and you can get the film there. And I'm sure you'll be able to get it with Dr. Stan's program.
Hold that as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each cam covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Right back now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I'm guest is Ken Klein, and he does a magnificent job in his book and his DVD of describing Daniel's vision, of course, you know, of the seven empires, and of course, and then the empire to come. And of course, he talks certainly about the British Empire. Certainly, we had, of course, the ancient Egyptian Empire, the Assyrian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, and then, of course, the British Empire. And, of course, but the British Empire really of sorts faded into the background as America became the predominant empire in the world. And our leaders never want to tell us that we have an empire, but we do. We have our intelligence agencies going throughout the world and installing leaders. But we work very closely with the British as well. And believe me, whenever America does anything, the British are right there. Whenever Great Britain does anything, as they did in the Falkland Islands, who's their only ally in the whole world? Why, the United States. People don't understand that this has nothing to do with what the American people want. There is a spiritual elite that really are running the world, and they center their power today on the Anglo-American Empire. And with that as a background, you picked the story there, Ken. And if I didn't put it correctly, you correct it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was talking about after the end of World War I, which is ancient history for most Americans, The British worked with Woodrow Wilson, who was the one that failed to veto the Federal Reserve Act. I mean, he was quite a liberal, and he allowed for the setting up of the central banking system in the United States, which once again was not American, nor is it a part of the federal government. It's a private corporation. But anyway, they gave to Wilson the idea for the League of Nations, and he went out trying to set it up, and that was the first attempt at the New World Order, this League of Nations that would come together to try to abolish war. Well, the American Congress didn't go for that because they had some really smart people then that vetoed the idea, and then Wilson repented on his deathbed, but they had to make another shot at it. And so when World War II was over, which was actually the same war, only reignited to bring the nations of the world to this place where they'd agree to a new political system, the UN was set up, and it was funded by the Rockefellers, and of course the central headquarters of it is in Manhattan in New York. So the UN headquarters is here on our land, but it was designed by the British, and it was put in place here in America under the impetus of the British power. So that was done through the agreements between America and England, Anglo-American alliances. Now, when you get to the second beast in Revelation 13, it says, I saw a beast come up out of the earth. And I think it's important to understand that, you know, there's two legal systems to these beasts. One is the beast that comes out of the sea, and that legal system connected with that beast is a maritime law, and the beast that comes out of the sea is like the Magna Carta and the Constitution. So each of those systems has a law system connected to it, which I think is really fascinating. But this beast that comes up out of the earth is a second beast, and a lot of people think, well, that second beast is the Antichrist. But it's not the Antichrist, it's a different beast. And there's something very interesting about this second beast. It says, I saw a beast coming up out of the earth, and it looked like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. So it has this appearance. Lamb in the Bible is always a representation of Christ. You know, Abraham had to use a lamb to allow his son Isaac to escape from being slain by his own hand. And then we have, you know, the lamb of the Passover of the Egyptians. And then we have Jesus, who's called the Lamb of God. So a lamb or a ram in the Bible is always a figure of Christianity or Christ. So this second beast looks like a lamb, has the appearance of Christ, but inwardly it's satanic. There's something about it that's evil. But it has three systems that it uses to bring the world into an eighth head on the first beast. I saw a beast that had its head slain, and out of the seventh head came an eighth. So this second beast is present at the healing of the head wound. And a lot of people think, well, that's about a man. It's not about the Antichrist having a fatal head wound. It's about an empire having a fatal head wound. Out of that fatal head wound comes an eighth empire. And that eighth empire is the United Nations. But what is the identity of this second beast that's pulling this all off? Well, before you get to that, you have to look at the power systems which are called miracles or signs in the Bible. And the first sign is that it's able to call down fire from heaven. Now, the word heaven doesn't mean where God dwells. It doesn't even mean outer space. It could, but it's a, more of a generic word. And the sense of this is the atmospheric air. So this second beast is able to call down fire from the, like the air we breathe. That's also called heavens, where the birds fly, heavens. So what could that be? Well, it's clearly the adaptation of flight or military high tech, which has evolved ever since the Wright brothers figured out the, you know, the Bernoulli's curve and lift on an airplane. Now it's developed to the point where we have sophisticated smart bombs and laser-guided missiles and surgical strikes. And, of course, the big fire from heaven was the nuclear attack, the atomic war on the Japanese. So that, and then the firestorms over Germany that came through carpet bombing. So we can see in this present last 100 years, the last century and now into this century, that the development of military high tech has reached a pinnacle of expertise and sophistication. So this second beast has the ability to call down this fire from the heavens, and that's not hard to see. Secondly, this second beast has the ability to make an image of the first beast. Now, this stumps a lot of people because they think that, you know, there's going to be this idol set in the revived or rebuilt temple of the Jews in Jerusalem, and that's the image of the beast, an image of himself, kind of like what Antiochus Epiphanes made of himself in the second century when he set up an idol in the temple and desecrated the temple with pig blood. But that's not the sense of it, because when it says he makes an image of the first beast, you go, well, what in the world could that look like if the first beast is this invisible thing that you can see, you know, as nations and empires over a string of 5,000 years? You can't really see it. It just exists as a picture in your mind. But the false prophet or the second beast makes an image of that beast, the first beast with the 7 heads and 10 horns. And when you see that he's able to give it life, life is the word, it's not zoe, which we get zoology from, or animate life, it's pneuma, it's the word pneuma, he's able to give it spiritual life. So we're looking at a idol, or actually the word is icon in the Bible, an icon that has spiritual life. And then everybody bows down and worships it. What in the world could this be? And there's only one thing it can be, and that's computer screens and television screens that project spiritual life through images that are what the world is consuming, and it's bringing about a global world citizenry. So it's a communication system that he produces that has spiritual life, and who doesn't watch 6 to 8 to 10 hours of TV every day? I mean, most people do. That's the poor man's entertainment, and television and computer technologies and the games that are crafted that the kids buy are creating a whole mindset out there. And so we're seeing that this false prophet or this beast makes this image that speaks. And then thirdly, the other thing that he does is he makes a whole new world economic system that we've never seen before. There's no more gold, there's no more silver, which has always been the store of value. Eventually that won't be able to be used. It says that the Antichrist actually gathers all the gold and silver, so he's after that too. But it's a whole new system of how you buy and sell. And it says that nobody will be able to buy or sell save he that has the mark of the beast. And this last miracle or sign has been brought on by this false prophet or this second beast. And we know, as we track it through in my book, and as you study and break down the universal product code, which has been done now for many, many years, we find that it's run on three binary characters that are sixes in binary encryption.
Now, basically what you're talking about, of course, is the strips that they have on all the products we buy at the store, and they just run them over a scanner.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, it's based upon 666, and you do an excellent job on that on your DVD. As you can watch it, you can look at it, you can begin to analyze it and understand why would they possibly have set this thing up based upon a three sixes. 666.
And the reason for that is because the computer is the most comfortable with the way the binary arrangement is in the width of the lines of those codes. So it's plus zero plus, real simple, and the computer is triggered by those three sixes to pick up all the data information and the other codes, which are much shorter.
Because, you know, the chance that that would have just happened by accident, you know, and correspond with the prophecies is, you know, one in a trillion.
Well, I don't know what the odds are, but it certainly has come to pass. And now what they've done is they've taken it to another level, and now those barcodes actually can emit a radio signal, which is called radio frequency ID. And so what they'll do eventually is they'll have it perfected where right now, in my last investigation of it, and I don't watch it every day, Dr. Stan, but they had it to where they could track if somebody had one on their hand or a package up to, I think, 100 or 200 yards. But they'll perfect that signal to where satellites can pick it up, and then they'll be able to stop illegal immigration, counterfeiting. One of the biggest problems in the world today are gangs that are trafficking in drugs and prostitution. They'll wipe all those people out. They won't be able to function anymore. And so it'll be hailed as one of the great inventions ever, because it'll knock out all of this crime and this inability to control our borders. You know, our borders are a huge problem that haven't been dealt with by the present administration. They just let it go. But obviously, they're not stupid either, and they got a bigger plan. I think it's to take over Mexico myself, but we'll see, and to set up a North American alliance that will kind of be a counterweight to the British European system. But anyway, that's another story. But they will set up a new money system when all of the world's currencies are finally destroyed, and there'll be no way to buy or sell. It'll be a lot of pain as we go through that transition, and of course that's called the infamous Mark of the Beast. But it's coming through technology, and this false prophet, this second beast, is the one that sets this up. And so through those three power systems, a world military high tech, which is a big stick to clobber you with if you don't obey, a world communication system that we have through computers and television that pretty much creates a one world mindset, and finally a world economic system in which nobody can buy or sell. These are the three systems that this second beast that's been with us now for over 50 years has set in place and pushing the world towards rather rapidly. But the identity, I think, of this second beast is rather amazing, because it says he has two horns. And people want to make this second beast a man because it says he, the false prophet. But there's no way to communicate this in human language without using pronouns. But when you break it down, he is relating to the symbol, not to some impersonage. And so people get stumped on that. But if you look back into the Old Testament, you'll find that there's a battle between two beasts in Daniel. I think it's the sixth or seventh chapter, where there's a beast that has two horns that's fighting against the beast that has one horn. And the two-horned beast is explained and described as the Medes and the Persians. One horn representing the Medes, one horn representing the Persians, and it's fighting against a one-horned beast that has one horn. And the one-horned beast smashes into the two-horned beast and destroys it. And then it goes on to say the one-horned beast is Greece. And all of those symbols are preceded by the pronoun he. And so the pronoun is only explaining the symbol. It's not explaining a human behind it. So when we look at the false prophet having two horns, we know that in apocalyptic literature, when horns are explained as powers or kings or kingdoms in one place, that means the same in every place. So the two-horned false prophet is actually two kings or two kingdoms. And as you go through the book and as you study carefully our logic for this, and as we track through history, we find that those two kings are England and the United States, and we are part of the prophetic fulfillment of the symbolism that has been just laying in waiting for somebody to de-encrypt it and express it in a way that really is clear. And that's what this book is all about, and that's what the film is all about. And if you don't know how to think about it, well, then now you can, and you have no excuse for not investing a few bucks in it, because I'm not out to be rich by my book. I've just written this to get it out to the world, and it's important that people have it. And I think that you'll see when you read it that it's well documented, and I haven't had anybody yet to tell me that this is heresy or hypocrisy or foolishness. Not one person in over 20 years And we've updated the book now and made it contemporary with some of the recent developments. Nothing's changed. We're right on course with what I've been saying for 20 years. And it's just people need to wake up to it now, because as we go into this next year, it's going to be really interesting to see how, you know, how fast we go or how slow we go to our own destruction.
And, of course, there is an Anglo-American establishment. I mean, what's the one country that really sends their troops over into Iraq and Afghanistan to fight with us? Why, that's Great Britain, of course. Certainly Ken's idea is that this is a divided kingdom. England and the United States, we stand together to bring about this new world order. The people of America don't want it. The people of Great Britain don't want it. But the ruling elite, who I believe, of course, are spiritually motivated and spiritually controlled, are moving us in that direction. And, of course, unless you understand that so much of what's going on today is prophetic, I mean, the things we're seeing today as far as the move towards a cashless society, you'll need to buy and sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast, be known by the number of his name, the return of the children of Israel to the Holy Land, to Palestine, all of these things, you know, certainly were prophesied thousands of years ago. Could this have just happened by accident? I don't think so at all. You can.
No, I think that we have some pretty interesting things that have been expressed to us in the scriptures, and this is one that's kind of, you know, hidden in the corner and not been detected, and there is no other book in the world that has ever been written about this topic or researched as extensively as we have researched it, and there's no film in the world like the Cracking the Code film. And so if you want a crash course and where we're at today and where we're headed, then, and I hope you get it, because I think it'll really give you the ability to see far off. If you can't see far off, you need to be able to see far off. So I hope you get it.
And, of course, here in the United States, the organization that controls the United States is the Council on Foreign Relations at 5868 Street in New York City. I've been there, spent weeks going through their files. In England, it's Chatham House, of course, in St. James Wood. That's the home of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the English counterpart, and of course the Commonwealth counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations. And of course the Secretary of State always comes from the CFR. Could that happen just by accident? The Chairman of the Federal Reserve Board always comes from that. Could the Director of the CIA always come from that Council on Foreign Relations? Do anybody out there in the audience think that this is just happening by accident? That John McCain belongs to the CFR? That Barack Obama is surrounded by people from the CFR who are directing him and running his campaign? They're running two candidates, both for the same goal and the same purpose, the New World Order, the New World Religion.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
And some recommendations of where you can go for help when we don't have the resources to help you with everything that you need. But those are going to be on our website as well, so I invite you to our website. It's a lot of fun, a lot of great information, a lot of important and serious information, but just come to kkptv.com. You can purchase our films. We have about 10 different films. We have one on terrorism and how to prepare if there's a terrorist attack. And, you know, when we're down financially, that's when the enemy will come and try to deliver a KO. So I wouldn't be surprised if when we get into a depression that we have a terrorist attack at the same time. People need to be aware of these things. At least, you know, you wouldn't go driving in your car without a spare tire. Because why? Because you can get a flat. But I think people are moving ahead without any kind of insurance for the future. And I hope you know, you'll come to our site and avail yourself of the things. We're giving away for free a lot of it, not everything, but we have to still make a living like everybody else. But at least you can have some resources there and some information that will help you prepare for the days ahead. It's www.kkptv.com. Or if you forget that, just Google me at Ken Klein, K-E-N-K-L-E-I-N, and I'll be the first person you see on a Google search. So there's no reason why you shouldn't have some intelligence on the days ahead and how to prepare for it.
Well, I'm really looking forward. I'd like to see some of those videos about, you know, what you're suggesting for what things people should be doing, because they're really looking for leadership. And they have to understand that we're not going to change what's going on. Our job is to spread the gospel, to reach as many people as we can, to get people to try to act responsibly. But in the final analysis, this is God's battle, and our job is not to win the battle. Our job is to do our best and to try to survive. Ken, thank you so much for being with us, and I'll look forward to getting you on all of our other programs in the very, very near future.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much.
God bless you. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Chris. The website again, if you'd like, for Ken is KKPTV. KKPTV. And I'm not sure whether that was .org or .com. So go there, get his material. I've known Ken for a number of years. He's a man of integrity, and we're certainly lucky to have people like that out there. And we will be having him on all of our other programs. I think that we've watched his DVD. I think it's very, very interesting. We certainly have read his book, and I think it's very, very challenging. And he's done a lot of thought, and certainly it's a view that you'll never hear elsewhere, and well worthwhile considering. Well, of course, this is the time, as long as we're talking about survival, if you not yet, of course, begin making your plans. You need to have food, and we'd be glad to send you a long-term storage food catalog. And if you don't have one, why, of course, you need it. You need to have our health catalog. You need to start laying in vitamins and minerals, because they're not going to be available. You need to also get other proprietary medicines you need. If you need Digitalis or other medicines, why, lay in a supply now. Do not put it off. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly want to get some of the other material we have. We got a great book called Making the Best of Basics. What do you do if you don't have food readily available at the local food store? Making the Best of Basics is sort of like, well, Barbara has used this for many years, long before Y2K, had great information. And then, of course, what would you do if there was a nuclear, chemical, or biological attack? Well, of course, you'd need to know how to handle your home, how to prepare your home, and you want to start thinking about it now. And that's, of course, why we carry the DVD, Sheltering in Place. What was if there was a nuclear attack? Well, we have the book. It originally put out by the government. Of course, they don't want you to get it now. They no longer put it out. But it's a nuclear war survival skills. As certainly, if there was a nuclear attack, you need to have potassium iodate on hand, and we carry all of these things. Just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's the DVD, Sheltering in Place. We have a four-tape set on civilian defense. We have the book, the Making the Best of Basics, and the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. And actually, they show you how to make a nuclear detector and a nuclear meter to determine. And, of course, we actually have all the component parts of that. You can order, I think it's $10 or something like that, $10, $15, so that you can make one of your own and actually be able to detect if there was anything to worry about from nuclear attacks. We could very well lose the utopian society we live in. And if God is just, I think he's going to bring judgment on this country, specifically on this state, for the things that go on up there in Sacramento, and the fact that the good people and the good Christian people do nothing. Well, of course, to put things in the proper perspective, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which goes into the background of the spiritual struggle which has gone on down through history. My more recent talk, The Forbidden Secret, that's The Forbidden Secret, and then, of course, the sequel to that, The Secret Knowledge, and there's a syllabus that goes with the first talk. You need to really understand how things put together. You need to get our talk on the planned police state. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who don't believe in freedom, who want a dictatorship here in America. They've tried it before. We are carrying the book now, The plot to seize the White House about the plot back in the 1930s where they tried to recruit Major General Smedley Butler, the only, of course, general with two Congressional Medals of Honor. Of course, we have material on my website about Smedley Butler where he writes his pamphlet, War is a Racket, but they tried to recruit him after he retired to lead a coup d'etat in 1930s. And, of course, who recruited him? Why, Thomas Lamont of J.P. Morgan and Company, and of course, the same people are around today. Of course, Thomas Lamont is long since dead, but the same forces are at work at the highest levels of our government. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be with you again tomorrow. The same time.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity?
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Tel